Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. John Berger, Senior Researcher at Governance, Crime and Justice Division at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you and good morning.
From your research, from what you are seeing, how real is the concern? Well, there's definitely real concern about today. And I guess government has no choice but to put measures in place because they can't be caught with their pants down again. But is it real?
Well, I think people's fears are real because of what happened last month and the trust in the ability of the state's forces have been dealt a blow, and one cannot blame ordinary people for being concerned and doubting the ability of the police and the military to effectively manage the situation. But to get back to the question about whether this is real or not, I have my doubts. And the reason for saying so is that the way in which this threat came about, it's caused by social media for people to become involved in disruptive actions. There's no indication of a real planned, well-planned campaign that is aimed at disrupting the economy and stability on the kind of scale that those behind these social media calls and messages are apparently hoping for. So I have serious doubts about the ability of those spreading these messages and making these calls to effectively manage a situation on such a wide scale. So it's all based on hoping to achieve the aims of the campaign and without the necessary organizational structure to actually achieve this. So to that extent, I have my doubts about how real this is going to be. But of course, you know, we mustn't exclude the ongoing kind of protest action that we usually see, service delivery protests and even actions by some worker unions. And we shouldn't then assume that this is part of the so-called general campaign to cause this kind of national shutdown. Mm. So to that extent, I do not believe that this threat is real.
If something does happen, do we have the police power, police/army power, to stop this or to keep people safe?
Yes, I think so. I think, you know, we should not look at what happened in July and then think this is what's going to happen again now. We've seen a completely different reaction and preparedness by the security services, the police, the military, and others. There's also been proactive communication from the police and mentioning the fact that the Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, the so-called joints, is in command of the situation. They have issued the necessary instructions. They've, you know, put all of these forces on national alert. They have deployed them to some of the alleged target areas, such as national key points, and also other areas where problems could be expected. And of course, they have the reserves in place. This time around, they have the public order police units on full standby, which is something which we completely missed in July. And it does appear as if they have proactively looked at the social media messages and calls and hopefully are doing the necessary investigation in that regard. But all in all, I have a sense, and certainly the information shared by the police in this regard and the spokesperson for the joint structure. It is obvious that the security services are much better prepared and organized than we saw in July.
I guess that even if something does go wrong, at least they can show, and we've also seen that document with the details around police protection. It certainly looks like they are taking it seriously and that they are making sure that people are protected.
Yes, I agree with that. So I would be quite surprised if this situation develops into the kind of situation we saw in July in certain areas in KZN and in Gauteng. So generally speaking, I doubt that the threat is as real as people believe, but also I think we are much better prepared this time should this happen.
All right, let's hope you are right. You share my feelings, but it doesn't mean that that's how the day plays out. Dr. John Berger, Senior Researcher in the Governance, Crime and Justice Division of the Institute for Security Studies, thank you for taking the time to chat to us.